So here we are, top of Act Four. We're starting off in the Ritter house, and this is Pete helping Matt plan a birthday for Jean, you know, and this is a really big episode for Pete because he's stepped back into his son's life and into Jean's life a little as a friend, but Jean's starting to forgive him. She's starting to think, wow, you know, we've had a lot of problems, and before he's let me down over and over, but maybe he's not such a bad guy. Maybe he's really going to be there for Matt. Maybe he's really going to be there for me. And he's being really charming. He's playing this birthday thing. This is a kind of fun scene where the mocha cake reels her in. She loves mocha cake. I love mocha cake, and I think that's one of the reasons why I got in there. You know, but Jean's a little suspicious. You know, she doesn't want to be let down again. She doesn't want the boys let down again. So she watches Pete helping out, being a really great guy, and she wants to call him on it. She wants to know what's behind this. Of course, with a guy that charming, it's hard to push him away too long. One thing Pete has, it's charm. This is in the Davis barn, and Chris walks in on Danny and Matt kissing. And we added a little, here's another place where you add a little voiceover. The first version of the scene, you just see Chris in the background, but you didn't hear her voice saying, you know, anyone there or hello. So we added that in just to keep the scene and the pace of the scene moving. And this is a real standoff between the two. Chris doing the one thing she doesn't want to do, which is offer to ride for Danny. And even Danny's suspicious of it. She can't figure out what changed Chris's mind. She doesn't know her father stepped in. She doesn't know what's going on. So there's a really cagey aspect where Danny's trying to figure out what's behind this. What is, you know, what's changed Chris? But they agree. Chris will ride for Danny in the Whitmore Stakes. This is Junior and the insurance inspector, Stan Klein. And one of the other writers, Lauren Segan, came up with the character's name and the cup of chai, which is, I thought was kind of funny. And this is a real twist in this scene because Junior's tried to make things right. He feels bad he didn't get the insurance, so he's gone out on his own and he's gotten an insurance inspector. He's going to make things right. And instead of getting the insurance that he didn't get, instead of fixing the problem, he's discovered a new problem, which is that Pete has a history of insurance fraud. And he's just shocked at who's he in business with now. What does that mean? And here we are into the race, and this is sort of the center of the whole story, and really Chris is, she's still not sure what she's going to do. She sees Davis there. Davis has supposedly talked to John Zach, and the question is John Zach off her back or not? Does she have to throw this race or not? And you're kind of expecting that Davis, with all his connections, will get John Zach off his back. But he doesn't. He does not get John Zach. Davis tells Chris, you might as well just throw the race. That's the best thing to do. Just let it go. There are a lot of races, and you're just going to have to lose this one. Zach's not the kind of guy you want to cross. So you're left with this scene with, you know, you're not sure what Chris is going to do. This is a really dangerous situation for her and for Wildfire. And while this is going on, Junior's looking over the insurance report that he got, and he's just shocked at what he's seeing. Pete comes in and their entire relationship changes in one scene. This is one of my favorite scenes. I just think that they did a great job with it. I mean, Ryan, who plays Junior, is just really terrific in this, and so is Pete. You see a side of Pete you've never seen before. And truth come out, how they really feel about each other comes out. It's really kind of, they really took the dialogue and ran with it here, I think. Junior's really in shock. He had no idea that Pete was using him. He really thought that he was the one who was getting the good deal out of this. We did a couple takes of the scene, and in a couple of them, Joe Lando, who plays Pete, really went all out, and he threw a beer bottle, and he got really crazy. And in other takes, he you know, did a slightly less angry version of it, and we ended up going with one of those. But all the takes in this were just fantastic. And of course, you're left with the scene wondering, well, what's going to happen to Matt now? Is Matt going to find out what his father's really been up to, and how devastating is that going to be for Matt? And now we're back at the track where Chris is trying to figure out what she should do. She's talking to Wildfire. Does she throw the race? Does it matter if she throws a race? Is it just one race? But it's not just one race, because this race is so important. It leads to the breeders, which could lead to Wildfire's future, lead to Wildfire having, you know, becoming an internationally known horse and her own career taking off. And Pablo always functions as sort of the voice in her head. You know, he can articulate and tell her things that really hit home. And here he's talking to her about fear and how when you're on that track, you have to just ignore your fear. And he doesn't realize what he's telling her, but what he's telling her is she should do what she wants to do on that track and not give in to fear. So we'll see if she does or not. But it's a pretty big moment. You see John Zach there. Now here we mix in what you call stock footage and the live footage that we shot. This is live footage. When you see the close-ups of the hooves and the starting gate, that's live footage. But some of the larger overhead shots of the whole track are stock footage, and they're really well mixed in, so you can hardly tell. Another interesting thing about this is that the production called me a couple weeks ahead of time, and they were out at the track shooting something else, and they said, can we shoot those scenes of the starting gate now? And so we had to make a decision on the spot about what color she'd be wearing and what the scene was before it was actually written. So we were all fingers crossed, hoping that it would be what we wanted, and it was. They did a great job. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but when Chris was looking at the magazine earlier in the episode of Midnight Vulture, he was wearing red. The jockey was wearing red. Red is Midnight Vulture's color. So she's right next to the jockey for Midnight Vulture, and she's looking at him. So it's she and Midnight Vulture, and she is supposed to lose this race, and everyone is watching.